For our scripture this morning, I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians 1, 18 to 22. It's not in your bulletin, so if you would like to open your Bible, I'll give you just a chance to find that. But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it was always, has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
I specifically asked for this scripture this morning from 2 Corinthians. One of my favorite letters, actually, of the epistles, and Paul is writing this letter to the church in Corinth because he's defending himself. Really, it's not for not having come and visited when he said he was going to, and this is a somewhat challenging community to begin with, from what we know. And so he had gotten waylaid, and as often happens in life, things just come up. But as a result, there was some grumblings, and there were some rumors being spread, and the division was being sown amongst the Corinthian community. And so it is for the need for Paul to write this letter to the church. And in Paul's defense of himself, he's saying, I don't speak out of both sides of my mouth. I'm not saying yes and no at the same time. But he also makes a larger point. He says, with God, it's always yes. And that's what I want us to focus on a little bit this morning. That theological truth that with God in Christ, the word is always yes. Now, one of the first words you learned when you were becoming into the world, learning to use language, was what? That's right. It's not yes, it's no. And this is okay. Toddlers say the terrible twos are all, toddlers say no a lot, right? The terrible twos are about that. And doesn't necessarily end at two. And that's a good thing, because we're learning boundaries at that age. Where do I begin, and where does the world start? Or where do I end and the world start? This is what I want. And this is what I don't want. These are boundary things that are healthy for children to develop, and for adults. Certainly. And so, of course, this no is often confronted by the great parental yes. Yes, you will. Go sit in the corner till you decide. But before even a word comes out of our mouth, as we take our first breath out of the womb into the world, the word from God to us is yes. Yes, you are here. Yes, you are wanted and loved. Yes, you belong. Yes, this is your time. Yes, I have plans for you. Long or short, may your life be. Now, the best parents transmit this message to children. It's also transmitted through grandparents and aunties and uncles and friends and cousins, and certainly by members of the body of Christ, the church, to our young people, to the toddlers coming of age and growing up. The word that nurtures us and sustains us and grows us is the word yes. So while our first word as a very young child may be no, the larger word of God's great cosmic love in Christ is always yes. I remember when I was doing internship in Kitchener-Waterloo, they had a team ministry. It was a church of about 400 members, and we'd have our team staff meetings, and I remember one of the pastors was contemplating whether to take a new job or not take a new job, and I remember him batting this around with us, getting some discernment from us, and what I do remember him saying that has always struck me, maybe it's a bit obvious, but it still is a helpful thing to remember. If I can say yes, I can say no. Conversely, if I can say no, I can say yes. That's important. It's important to have that clarity sometimes in between these two polarities of yes and no. There is no freedom if we say yes, but we feel that we cannot say no, that's not an option, that's difficult. Just the day before I was ready to drive here, a few days ago, I got a call from a friend of mine, and I saw her name, and I thought, oh, I know what she's going to ask. She's going to ask to borrow my pickup. I have an old pickup. And indeed, that was the case. And I said, yeah, sure, you can borrow it. That wasn't a good way to answer. Either say yes or no, because she said, I'll just find, I got some other friends, I'll find it. So I owe her an apology. That's definitely not the way. I mean, either say, of course you can borrow it, or no, it's not a good time, but don't say yeah, sure. It just doesn't work. Clarity in our yeses and nos is important. It helps people know what to expect and what to not expect. It tells people where your boundaries are and what you can and can't do, or more accurately, what you will or won't do. Now, this applies to us certainly as individuals, but it also applies to the church. Our orientation, our goals, our vision, our dreams should always have in mind God's yes, both for the moment we are in and for the future. As you contemplate this question, and as you have called me to come and help facilitate the wrestling with that question, the question of where is God's yes taking this church? As we consider this question, the questions also will come up of no. What things are you having to let go of and to grieve and to honor in order to reorient toward a new yes? A yes that will take this church into the future. Now, God's yes is, I believe, never taking us back to the past. God's yes is always calling us into two places. One is into the moment of now, and the other is into where we are going. So, the now piece is, yes, I am here. Yes, I am listening to you. Yes, I hurt. Yes, I feel joy right now. Those are the now kind of yeses we need to pay attention to, because it's always calling us into the moment, and that's where we meet God, in the moment. But this God is also calling us into a future that's not yet, but which is to come. Simple as, yes, I will mow the lawn. Yes, I will marry you. Yes, I will marry you. I will love you always. These are future yeses, right? These are intentions for the future. These are the yeses God calls us to, from the mundane to the grand and very important things. But you can never really say yes to the past. You can honor it and celebrate it, and if need be, grieve it. But that, in doing so, that helps put us into a better position to say yes to God's moment now and God's moment in the future. Now, Paul is speaking of himself in this letter. He is also expressing this truth that is totally applicable to you all at Albany Mennonite Church. He concludes this little piece, it's not the conclusion of the letter, but in this piece of the letter, by saying, "Now it is God who makes you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come." That is a good place for us to begin this transitional journey at Albany Mennonite Church as you prepare for the future and for, you know, clearing house and looking ahead and calling another pastoral leader to this body. Remember, God is guaranteeing what is to come, and this is the God of yes. So may God give you and I the courage and the wisdom and the anticipation and the joyful excitement for what is yet to come. Amen.